Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's June 2016. Every year, certain executive branch federal agencies are required by law to identify their major management challenges and report on their specific plans to fix them. But are they following through and effectively identifying challenges and solutions? A team led by Chris Mim, Managing Director of GAO's Strategic Issues Team, recently reviewed these agency performance reports. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Chris to talk about what they found.
Management challenges sounds like a really broad topic. I feel like almost anything could fit in there. What are we talking about when we say that federal agencies are reporting on management challenges?
That's an excellent question, and you're right. It could seemingly include everything. Under the GPRA Modernization Act, agencies are required to report on those functions or operations that are most vulnerable to waste, fraud, abuse, mismanagement, if not addressed, would undermine mission performance. And so it's not supposed to be everything that an agency confronts. It's just those that are really leave the agency most at risk for either wasting taxpayer dollars or not being able to meet mission requirements.
Okay, that makes sense. So in terms of what agencies are reporting out, What are some of the kinds of problems that they're raising?
Well, not surprisingly, it's a lot of the broad categories that we often find in our work and that others reported on as well. Acquisition management and procurement issues, both in terms of how do you manage contracts and making sure that we're getting enough out of contractors. Human capital issues, dealing with critical skills gaps within agencies. Obviously, cyber is a huge issue that confronts agencies. Improper payments and the billions of dollars that go out with those each year. The basic point here is that we need to address and resolve these issues, not just because they're important in their own right, but they also undermine the mission performance of the organization. And so that's what GPRA modernization was trying to do, is to bring management issues, not have them be a standalone issue, but to integrate or get agencies to integrate them into the thinking about how are they delivering meaningful results for the American people.
So did you find any trends or patterns in the types of issues that agencies are reporting?
Yeah, the good news on that is that for the most part, agencies were taking a serious effort on this, that they were looking for major management challenges. Many of the issues on the GAO high-risk list were included in the management challenges that they looked at. Many of them on their inspectors general's key lists of management challenges were included in there. There were some gaps, though, and we've made specific recommendations to each of the 24 major agencies on where they need to make better progress.
So are there kind of areas that we're missing that GAO or the IGs have identified that the agencies aren't reporting out themselves?
Yeah, there were a number of issues that we thought that were missing pretty consistently across the board. Perhaps the biggest one was on critical skills gaps in agencies, is that, many of the agencies reported or did not report that they had a critical skills gap, where at the same time, the Office of Personnel Management was reporting out that agencies indeed had critical skills gaps that were undermining their mission performance. That's a classic example of the importance of thinking about a management challenge in the context of service and program delivery. Agencies, by missing that or being blinded to that, weren't really understanding how that management challenge was hampering their mission performance.
And so when you say critical skills gap, I'm guessing means they don't have the right people with the right training or expertise in these jobs that are really essential to the agency's mission?
Absolutely. And GAO has done a lot of work on that as well. It's everything from making sure that we have the people with the right cyber skills, which is obviously a huge issue these days, making sure that we have people with the right foreign language skills so they can communicate with increasingly diverse America, making sure that we have people with the right contracting and acquisition skills so that they can manage these complex contracts that we've been talking about.
Now, you also found that there are some agencies that haven't been reporting management challenges at all. What's happening there?
It wasn't within our scope to go in and find out, were you actually missing challenges in each individual agency? Having said that, however, it's hard for me to believe that any agency, any organization, is so high-performing that there's not a single challenge that they confront that they don't want to take action on in order to effectively manage, in order to better execute on their programs.
Your report also has some good news, especially when it comes to how agencies are addressing some of these challenges, either that they've reported or that we've reported on in the past. Can you walk me through some of the things that federal agencies are doing right here?
We have another report that's coming out that's based on our 2015 high-risk list that identifies specific actions that agencies have taken in order to make progress to resolve their high-risk issues. And what we did is we took those actions and then went in and looked at what agencies were doing and reporting as part of their major management challenges and the progress that they were making there. Three examples that we found where agencies were taking concerted action and making progress: EPA, Department of Homeland Security, and NASA are all able to report that they're making making progress on resolving some longstanding management challenges by taking very specific actions of top leadership, making sure that they have the capacity in place to address the challenge, having an action plan in place, monitoring their performance, and then showing sustainable progress.
Finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
I think the most important bottom line on this is that while agencies have made some progress in addressing their major management challenges, there's still much more that they can do. And they can do that both getting better clarity in terms of setting the goals, performance measures, being more transparent about where they are in addressing those types of issues. Again, the most important thing here is for them to understand that management issues are not something that's a standalone or off to the side or responsibility to a management shop within the organization. Resolving these issues is absolutely key to improving the performance of the organization and better delivering results for the American people.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.